ഈ പൂജാവേം പസ്സേ തൊമ്പത് പേരു ശ്രദ്ധാവേം സിഹിക്കെല്ലാം ഈ സിഹിക്കെല്ലാം അത് ഭാവനാവട്ട ഗത്തേ അപ്പി ധാതു മനിത ഭാവനാവക്കെല്ലാം ഈ ഭാവനാവിധി അപ്പി സാക്ഷാകര അറ ഇന്ദ്രിയ സംഗ്രഹം പസ്സേ അറ ജറാവേദന സമ്പജാന രേഖാവ് മിനിഹികെല്ലാം ഏകെങ്ങേ പ്രജ്ഞാവിമുക്തിയെ അതിവിനുമായി കേല്ലാം ഏകെങ് സമ്മാ ആജീവിയെ കീനേക്ക് അതിവിനു ഏകെന് സമ്മാദിത്യേ സമ്മാ ആജീവിയെ കീനേക്കും ഐ വിൽ എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻ ദിസ് ഓൺ ഇൻ ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് ലേറ്റർ ഓൺ. ഇതുകൊണ്ട് ഈ മേക്കിംഗ് ഈ സമ്മാദിത്യ എത്തുന്നാമ അത് മിച്ചാദിത്യ നിസാ അവിടെ അഭിജ കീനിക്ക് വേണം അത് ഏക ഇവത്തലീമിട്ട് അപ്പി സതുട്ട് വേണം ഏകെ ഈ നിർവാണി സന്ത ചന്ദ സമാധിയെ തീരുമാക്കിയാലും ഇത് ഈ ഭാവനാമ ഇങ്ങനെ കത്തവ് കിസിമ തലയ്ക്ക് നോയലേനോണ മണ്ഡലാധിപതി ബുദ്ധിപ്പിയ പെണ്ണുപ്പു പത്തേ ഉസേ ഈ ചന്ദ സമാധിയെ കീനിക്ക് ഇസ്തീര വിനുമാക്കിയാലും ഇത് ഏകിയ മിത്തസൂത്രി ഭാവനാക്കള നിവസഞ്ജ നാസഞ്ജാത്തന് ഈ സുഖക്ലിസനകന് നിർവാണിയെ സാക്ഷാത്കരണമാക്കിയാലും അത് മമ്മി ഭാവന പഠാങ്കത്തെ സത്വഗുഹായി ഗാതാവ് ഇതുകൊട്ടി ഗാതാവില്ലാപി അപ്പം സാകച്ചാകല്ലതീ നമ്മീതി ദീർഘവശേ ഈ സത്വഗുഹ മാറ ചന്ദേ നന്ദി റാഗി ഇവ അലിച്ചേക്കിന തമ ഈ സത്യാകിലക്കിയാൻ ഗുഹാവ് കിലക്കിയാൻ മീ കായട്ട അതിവച്ചന്യാ സത്വഗുഹായം ബഹുനാഭി ചണ്ണു അപ്പം നിർവാണീകിനി കപിട്ട് വിധാകാരം വിധിയുടെ വെസിലത്തീനു ഈ റാഗി ഊണാണ് നിർവാണി വെസനു തിട്ടന്നറു മോഹനസ്മി ഭഗാലു തിട്ടാൻ കിയാണ് ഹിറ്റിയാം രാഗവശം റത്തുണ ഹിറ്റിയാ ദേശവശം ദിഷ്ടവുണ ഹിറ്റിയ മോഹവശം മൂടവുണ ഹിറ്റിയ ഒഴുതിയിട്ട് പെണ്ണു അനുസയവശം ഇസ്ഥിരവുണ ഹിറ്റിയാക്കിയ ഇത് ഈ പെണ്ണു ഈ പട്ടിക അനുസയമാകെ ഏ അസംപജാനകാരിത്യ സുഖയായി കേള ഇസ്ഥിരകരണം ഈ കാണി ജറാവേദന അസംപജാനകിന് രേഖാ സമ്പജാനകാരിത്യ തീയണി ഇതിന് തന്നാവണി സാമി ദുഃഖി എത്തിയണു തന്നാവണി എത്തുന്നു അവൻ എത്തിയണോ കീനി ഇതുകൊണ്ട് ഈ ഏക സ്ഥിരകരണം ഏകാണി മമ ദുഃഖായിക്കില്ല ധനഗാന്നി നെത്തിയേക്ക് ദുഃഖി എത്തിവേണ്ണി മീ കൈക്കില്ല ധനഗാന്നി നെത്തിയേക്ക് ഹുദായി കേല സ്ഥിരകരണം ഫേം കരണോ അയാ ഇതുകൊണ്ട് അവിദ്യാനുസയം സീലു പല്ലാസ്യം സ്ഥിരകരണം ഇത് ഈ ഗാതാവി ഇലങ്കട്ട് തീരണം ദുരി വിവേക വിവേകായി തത്താവി ദിവസം ഇതുകൊണ്ട് ഈ കാണി ദുരവിനുമാക്കിയാൽ ആത്തരും വിവേകിങ് ആത്തരും സെക്ലൂഷൻ കീനിക്കും ആത്തരും വിവിധ കാര്യങ്ങൾ ആത്തരും ഈ കാണി ഞാൻ ബലണ്ണം ഈ വിവേകിക്ക് പോവാം പ്രഥമധ്യാനിട്ട് ഈ പുക്കലയാട്ട് പഞ്ചനീവാറിനുള്ളിൽ വിവേകിയെ തീരും ഇതുകൊണ്ട് ദ്വിതീയധ്യാനങ്ങളുടെ ഗീക്കിനാട്ട് വിതക്ക വിചാരങ്ങളിൽ വിവേകിയെ കീനിക്ക് തീരും ഒഴുതിയിട്ട് പെണ്ണിനോയിട്ട് നിവസഞ്ജാന അസഞ്ജാത്തൻ ലാഭിയാട്ട് അത്തങ്ങി ധ്യാന സഞ്ജാവേ വിവേകിയെ തീരുമാക്കിയാലും ഇത് മീതക്കോ അഗിയില്ല മീക്ക് അണുതുറോ അപ്പം ഈ നിവസഞ്ജാനാസഞ്ജായത്തിനെ ഹിസുവാക്കില്ല ധക്കോത്ത് ഏക ധക്കിന്നിത്തിന് ദുഃഖ ടേബിളിലേക്ക് ആറ അഗിയില്ല ഈ നന്ദി വീമ നോട്ടിന്നി സുഖവാന്നീത് ദുഃഖവാന്നീത് ഈ ഭാവന ഈ കേട്ട കൊടസത്തിന് കയറി എൻ്റെ ഏമന നിവസഞ്ജാനാസഞ്ജായത്തിന് ഹിസ്സിച്ച് ദയാക്കില്ല ഏക ഇപ്പാക്കിലക്കീനുമാണ് കിസുദു ഇപ്പുതീമ കീനിക്ക് സിദ്ധവേന്നേനെ കിസുദു ഇപ്പുതീമ കേ നോയിനുമായി കീനിക്ക് ഏക്ക് വേട്ടയേനു ഇതുകൊണ്ട് ഏക തമായി നമുക്ക് ഉപാവണ്ണാവും. നൗ ടു സേ ദിസ് വൺ ഇൻ ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് ഫസ്റ്റ് വി ഹാവ് ടു ഡു ദ മിത്തസൂത്ത മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ ആൻഡ് വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു സ്റ്റഡി ദാറ്റ് വൺ ടുമാറോ. And Mitta Sutta meditation can be done in a sort of a strong way as well. So when you do that one, then we come to this controlling of the faculties. And then we focus on this line, aging, feeling, lack of clear comprehension, asampajana. That means not knowing Four Noble Truth is sort of a pleasurable thing. That's what this person is affirming. So that is this patikanusya, tendency to aversion. It affirms that lack of clear comprehension is pleasurable. For example, you are saying, if I do not know the Four Noble Truths, then it is good. So it's a sort of a stupidity. Then one good example here to understand this aging feeling, lack of clear comprehension line, is that my grandfather, when he was going to eat, always complaining about the food. And he is demanding, let me have the pleasure that I used to have, you know, when he was eating small. So his taste buds are gone, you cannot match it. So now what he is trying to get it, what you cannot get it. What he demands is, let me have that pleasure. What does that pleasure going to do? And that is actually going to create this lack of clear comprehension. What he is asking for is the trouble. Let me have the suffering. In other words, that's what it is. So it has a deep meaning to understand it, that particular line. But you know that we can't actually do that one because we have aging. Therefore, we cannot get that this pleasure whatever way we want to get. And so it won't, even if we get it, it won't last. So what we are actually heading towards for is lack of clear comprehension, that we don't want to know the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths says that it is suffering, and you are actually asking, let me have that pleasure, so which you are not going to find it. When you understand this one, then this leads to the liberation due to wisdom, called Prajna Vimukti. So then there is right view. When there is right view, there is right livelihood. So when there is right livelihood, then we throw away covetousness, abhijja, that I want to have the tasty food. Rather than saying, I want to have food that is different, I want to have tasty food. So you throw away that covetousness for anything. Now we get concentration due to desire, that is for the attainment of Nibbana. If you do not want, then if you do not want to hanker after families, kulis vanunugiddhu, which we learn, then family here we are talking about to be born in any jhana world. Not only the human world, you know, you have the families, we are here in the high sense, we talk about the jhana world. Then you go through, there is this knowledge path that Mandaladipati Buddhapriya has shown us, a knowledge path. And that this will firm that concentration due to desire, it will firm it, it affirm that it makes steady on that one and it is good. In other words, maybe that someone is saying first that it is, if you climb up this mountain, there are nice places. So then you get the desire, let me go there. And having reached the climb up the mountain, then you see around that what is actually talking about is actually the correct thing. Yes, it is beautiful. So then that means you are confirming what he said. In other words, you become steady on that this thing. It is firm on the concentration due to desire that it is for the attainment of Nibbana. So now here, if you are not even if you have the concentration due to desire, and if you understand going through that dukkha table that it is suffering, and even the neither perception nor non-perception is a hollow one, empty, then you would attain Nibbana. So what I wanted to show you, this particular path, that this is the path that Mandaladipati Buddhapriya has shown. When you get the right view, then you get the wisdom. From the wisdom, you get the faith. From the faith, you get the sense of shame. So, you know, now you don't want to have, you are ashamed of doing this killing, stealing sort of thing. And then you are coming to the fear of wrongdoing. You are afraid of killing, stealing. And then you get the effort. And from the effort, you get the concentration due to desire. And then you can see this. If you don't have, if you are not controlling your faculties, then you get the covetousness and the sadness. So in this particular path, here when we are talking about not getting rid of the killing, stealing alone, we are talking about all the 10 bad things. So it includes abhijja, covetousness. So we don't want the covetousness as well. So we are getting rid of that one as well. I won't be coveting for anything, even for jhana world. So this path B, here you can see when you control your faculties, you become prudent. Now if my grandfather was controlling his faculties, now he is not actually asking, let me have good food. You know, he's not blaming anyone. And he was complaining that these people in the house can't cook. So he's not going for that one, then he's actually controlling, therefore he become prudent. Now here, otherwise what will happen is, you know, we have the aging. So we get the aging and then the feeling and then we go to the lack of clear comprehension, which is marked in the same spot as the fear of wrong doing. So now having done this one, what we actually do today in this today meditation, we went through this gatha. There is this gatha called Satto Guhaya Bahunabi Channu. Tittan naro moha nasmin pagalu. Dure vivekahi tatavidoso. Kamahi loke nahi suppahaya. Satto means that living beings. How the living being define? It is also mentioned in this gatha. You know, in the Halidhakani Sutta, we learn about this in the first term, that there is this desire, and then the lust, and then the delight, and then we do have this adhittana, that is this mental standpoints, abhinivesh, adherences, and the underlying tendencies. When you have this craving for those things, then you are defined as a living being. That is the definition of living being. Because of the your attachment to that one, those this lust and so on, that is the living being. Satto. Guha means this another word for the body. Satto guhayam bahunabi channo. That means channa means it is closed. Now when you have lust, you are closed from the nibbana. You can't attain. Bahunabi channu. Tittan naro mohan asmin pagalu. Tittan means you stay. How you stay? When you have the lust, then you are burning with lust. Then you stay lustful. When you have hate, you are burning with hate. Therefore you stay hateful. When you have delusion, then you are burning with delusion. Then you stay deluded. So that is this staying. And so it goes little bit further as well. And then it's talking about this, the tendencies and various ways that we have these tendencies. For conceit is also there. And then also we do have this 10 tendencies, patika anusaya. That patika means then when you see something from the eye and the form, then always you won't be happy, because you see a person and then that person is beautiful and next millisecond you find something wrong in the, you know, face pimple or something. So there is this tendency to aversion. That is patika anusaya. So that one is the one that confirming that particular line we were talking about, this aging, and then there's feeling and lack of clear comprehension. It says it's good, that not knowing the noble truth sort of scenario. And then the third part of the gatha, I'm actually cutting down in shorter all the description here, and the tendency to avoid and tendency to ignorance actually confirm all the perversions. You know, that there is pleasure while it is displeasure. And, well, there is this self where there is not self. And it's all those things are affirming with these tendencies. So you stay with those things. And the third line of the gatha is saying, Dure vivekahi tatavidoso. So dure means that you are apart from. Viveka is seclusion. So what is this seclusion? So if you go to the first jhana concentration, then you have the seclusion from these hindrances, five hindrances. If you are going to the second jhana concentration, then you have the seclusion from the initial application and sustained application. So it goes on like that one. If you go to the neither perception nor non-perception level, then you have the seclusion from the seventh jhana perception. Now, if you understand, all these jhana perceptions are sort of as sick, and the neither perception nor non-perception as hollow, empty, without substance. If you understand that one, then you will have the real seclusion. Because if I take neither perception nor non-perception, then I will be defined by that one. Then I will become a living being, satta. So if I am not going for that, any of those things, then the living being thing is gone. Satta is become. The Buddha is not a satta, not a living being in that sense. Although Buddha is living, and Buddha is not a living being because no clinging, no attachment, any of those things. Here we are talking about going from whatever the form, the feeling, perception, volitional formation, and the consciousness. You see, even the neither perception nor non-perception person first had some sort of a form, and then he was happy with the form, and later on he found the peril of the form, that the form is subject to aging and is bad. And without the form you don't get the feeling. Whatever feeling you are talking about is depending on the form. So now you are not saying this form is bad, I don't want it, but I was happy with the feeling. And later on you find the peril with the feeling, because feeling has the sadness part as well. And then you said, I don't want the feeling. Later on you said, okay, I will live with the perception then. And the perception also actually depending on the feeling, whatever the feeling you had before. And then it goes like that one to the neither perception nor non-perception level. Now having gone there, he is saying, I don't want the form, feeling, perception, volitional formations. All those things I don't want in a sort of a scenario. But whatever the neither perception nor non-perception is, that was actually, he went there because of the form before. Without the form, you can't actually understand it. Your feeling was defined depending on the form. Now then you can understand, if you go to the dukkha table, the suffering table, then you understand this is hollow. It's like that I had a vehicle, constructed a vehicle, and then now the wheel is gone. The form is the wheel, let us say. The form is, the wheel is broken and it's gone, not in the car anymore. Now you are saying, this is pleasurable. That's what neither perception, non-perception person is saying in a way. Now if you understand this one, then you understand this is a hollow thing. How come the broken car is a good thing? So when you understand that way, then you can attain Nibbana. So that is the meditation.